Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Kempire is brought to you by...
Philly, the Kempire After Dark live experience is coming to you first on July 10th. Yeah, that's the same day that Real Housewives of Orange County is premiering, but our show will be better. I guarantee it. It's a night of hot topics, comedy, and so much more with special guest Alexander Rogers. We spilling tea as well. And don't forget, if you are in Atlanta, I'll be there on August 5th. Then we'll be in D.C. on August 22nd. Then back here in New York City on September 12th. All shows have meet and greets available, so get those if you don't already, if you want a picture with me or Kiki with me. And don't forget, the New York City show has a live stream option exclusively. And what I say in Washington, D.C., Philly, or Atlanta will not be the same thing that I mentioned in New York City. And don't forget, you have access to that live stream link for at least a week. Be sure to check out the description for more details on how you can be a part of the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live summer tour.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
So it looks like Kelvin Hunter may have filed a $250 million lawsuit in both his name and his ex-wife Wendy Williams' name, because Page Six got their hands, and TMZ got their hands on the actual lawsuit, and it looks like he's filing this lawsuit on behalf of him and Wendy Williams, and he's trying to get her out of the conservatorship. Well, according to TMZ, she has nothing to do with it, and that she feels like it's a money grab. So according to TMZ, Wendy Williams' ex-husband is taking legal action over her guardianship, but tells TMZ she has nothing to do with his lawsuit, and she feels like it's a money grab. But here's the thing. According to new legal docs obtained by TMZ, Wendy and her ex-husband, Kevin Hunter, filed a federal lawsuit in New York to release her from the shackles of her guardianship with Sabrina Morrissey, and claims the guardianship is not a shield to protect her, but a weapon used against her. But according to TMZ, and you know TMZ has been working very closely with Wendy and trying to get her out of this conservatorship. They even did a Free Wendy documentary. And a lot of things have changed since then. They say this, though, in the article. We talked to Wendy on the phone after the lawsuit was filed, and she told us that she's not involved here in any way, despite the docs showing that Kevin is trying to sue on her behalf. As you already know, Wendy Williams and Kevin divorced in 2020 after 21 years of marriage, and the split, according to TMZ, was acrimonious. I mean, not just according to them. If you followed any of this, then you know that it wasn't just according to them. But here are the further details that we reported on my YouTube channel in regards to this lawsuit and what Miss Jones had to say in regards to her friendship with Wendy and Kelvin trying to take her out. Wendy Williams and her ex-husband, Kelvin Hunter, have filed a $250 million lawsuit against her guardian and others, claiming that her guardianship, her conservatorship, is being used as a weapon instead of a shield. Not only that, Miss Jones is talking about Wendy Williams, saying that maybe the way that she's spoken about people might be her karma. So for those that have been relying on us for your Diddy updates, unfortunately, one of the jurors ended up getting vertigo, so they had to cancel today. And tomorrow is Juneteenth. Go get your Juneteenth merch on houseofkempire.com. And tomorrow's Juneteenth, so there will not be a Diddy update tomorrow either, because court will not be in session until Friday. So stay tuned for that. But that doesn't stop pop culture news. It feels like all of a sudden there's a lot of Wendy Williams stories this week. And I've been thinking about her. I was just like, I hope everything's good. The last time that I saw Wendy Williams was when she took a photo with her former producer and they were out to lunch. So the Free Wendy movement is working, guys. So keep putting pressure on the court and the public in regards to talking about Wendy Williams. Well, we have an update, because Wendy Williams, apparently, along with her ex-husband, and I'm only saying along because I have not seen the actual lawsuit, but according to Page Six, it's Wendy Williams and her ex, Kelvin Hunter, that are suing for $250 million. As you also know, Kelvin has been, in a way, he's been fighting this whole conservatorship, not because of anything, more so because his alimony payments have stopped, because there was a stipulation in their divorce settlement where if Wendy Williams was no longer the host of the Wendy Williams Show and she wasn't making the money that she was making, either his alimony payments would be reduced or eliminated. Sabrina Morrissey, the guardian, decided to eliminate it, but also charge him and say, well, technically this ended back in blah, 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 so now you owe us money.
Loser!
So he's been trying to sue everyone. He even sued Dubmore Mercury for wrongful termination. There was even speculation that he was saying that he was defrauded by Wendy, that there was actually more money in her account than she revealed during their divorce. So he's trying everything. Again, I have not seen this lawsuit to confirm that Wendy is also the one suing, because technically Wendy cannot sue without her guardian. But you also know that Wendy is fighting in order to have her guardianship ended. Page Six reports this. They said Wendy Williams and her ex-husband filed a $250 million lawsuit seeking to end her guardianship on Tuesday. Kelvin Hunter, who was married to the talk show host for 21 years until 2020, filed the federal lawsuit in New York, saying that guardianship, quote, has become a weapon and not a shield. The suit against Williams' legal guardian, Sabrina Morrissey, who was appointed by a New York judge, they're also suing Wells Fargo Bank, who first raised the alarm that Williams may be in trouble in 2022, her one-time financial advisor, Lori Schiller, and her ex-manager, Bernie Young. So remember, Bernie came in when Kelvin and Wendy divorced, as well as a list of other defendants. Again, I'm going to try and get my hands on this lawsuit so we can go through it together and have a full understanding. The lawsuit, which uses Williams' married name, charges Miss Hunter is being abused, neglected, and defrauded under the care of a court-appointed guardian. The guardianship serves no therapeutic purpose, no protective function. It is punishment, pure and simple. Currently, Miss Hunter is being confined against her will at one of the Coterie's assisted living facilities and restricted access to her own phone and meaningful contact with her friends and family. Wendy has said that herself. Wendy has done interviews saying this herself. She wants to end the guardianship. Williams voluntarily, I've noticed this in us reporting on this, where they said that Williams voluntarily entered into the guardianship in 2022. She also said this, I believe this was in the TMZ documentary, or at least an interview with TMZ, where Wendy said that she liked the guardianship at the time because I guess she also felt like there were people trying to take her money. So they say she voluntarily entered into the guardianship in 2022, shortly after Wells Fargo Bank froze her accounts in January of 2022 due to, quote, suspicious activity, and sent a letter to the courts recommending a guardianship. They said, but Hunter 52, claims in court papers Williams, who has been diagnosed with Graves' disease, frontal temporal dementia, and progressive aphasia. But again, if you've seen any recent interviews with Wendy Williams, she shows no signs. If she had this actual diagnosis, she would not be able to do a lot of what she's done. These interviews, she went in for this sort of cognitive testing, or just, I forgot what the actual term was, but it, and they ran a couple of just basic tests and they said, no, you're fine. They said that she's been diagnosed with Graves' disease, frontal temporal dementia, and progressive aphasia, is competent to make her own decisions, but her guardians are ignoring medical advice and keeping her in, quote, fraudulent bondage. The lawsuit, which was obtained by the Post, claims that Williams has been, quote, subjected to over-medication. And if you saw, and I know normally we don't necessarily talk about psychic readings when we're reporting on a story like this, but Sloan Bella, for the very first time, did a psychic reading on Wendy Williams. And she also talked about Wendy drinking something every morning.
So there's an element of that with her. Now, what's fascinating is I don't think she has dementia. In fact, I'm sure she doesn't have dementia. Here's where we get into the psychic element of it. When I'm looking at Wendy's energy, what I see is I see something that she drinks every morning that is like a vitamin drink, a tonic drink, something along these lines. She has been rewired chemically through the medication that they hide and give to her behind her back. So she's unaware of what's happening.
And that is what's affecting her. But they said she's subjected to over-medication and undue restrictions of her person and remains in care, quote, despite Ms. Hunter passing a competency evaluation. That's what it was. A competency evaluation in or around March of 2025. And being described by healthcare professionals as alert and oriented during welfare checks. So it wouldn't surprise me that Wendy has collaborated with Kelvin on this lawsuit because she would like to get out of her guardianship. I understand that she might not like the man anymore and can't forgive him for what he did. They can't be married any longer. But I still feel like she has affection for him. I still feel like, well, they share a child together. And I also think, at the end of the day, it's better that we work together and that will get me out of this guardianship. That could be the rationale behind this joint lawsuit, if it really is joint. The lawsuit then notes none of the people looking after Williams have applied to revoke the guardianship. The suit also describes how Williams spiraled after her divorce from Hunter, who had already started a family with another woman at the time, and was, quote, left to navigate complex financial and medical matters without Mr. Hunter's experience oversight. He has claimed that part of the reason why Wendy has fallen apart since they divorced was because he wasn't around anymore. Well, you also were cheating on her, and she knew for a period of time that you had this whole other life, and it was when you had a baby that she decided, yeah, a baby was the deal breaker for Wendy.
Yup, 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 yup.
Cheating was not. There are plenty of people that say the same thing. Not my life, not what I would want for myself, but here we are. So the suit also describes how Williams spiraled after her divorce from Hunter, who had already started a family with another woman at the time, Sharina Hudson, and was, quote, left to navigate complex financial and medical matters without Mr. Hunter's experience oversight. Sidebar, and we're going to play a clip from the Miss Jones interview on The Breakfast Club that happened today. She talked about Wendy Williams having foot surgery, and she says Wendy told her in recent years when they were hanging out that foot surgery is what caused the lymphedema. I don't know the science behind that. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if a doctor told her that. However, it was Kelvin that encouraged her to get the foot surgery. She's not saying that Kelvin did that on purpose to do that to Wendy, but she was just sort of like, interesting. We're not speculating. I'm just saying this is what Jonesy said. Okay? I just thought that to be interesting. It is then accuses Schiller, Lori Schiller, her former financial advisor, and Bernie Young of exploiting Williams' trust and financial resources and spending tens of thousands of her money without her knowledge. Remember, before she was in the conservatorship, she was down in Florida with her son, and she accused Bernie Young, allegedly, of using her own credit card to try and set this whole conservatorship up. Again, allegedly. It also claims that Williams was coerced into the guardianship under immense financial duress and emotional strain. Hence why she probably felt like she agreed to doing this. Also, I don't know if she was in the headspace. Remember, she also was drinking at the time, and she has admitted to having an issue with drinking. Morrissey, Schiller, and Young did not immediately respond to Page Six's request for a comment. The lawsuit also accuses the state and defendants of not following proper procedures, which we learned, and no, everyone didn't love the Where's Wendy Williams documentary, and even Wendy's guardian slammed the producers in Lifetime and A&E. They're suing them. No one.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Liked it, but that's when we got a better idea of what was going on with Wendy and also what's going on with guardianships across this country and how judges are doing this to innocent people. People that are less notable than Wendy Williams but might have some coin or just have some money that can be bought and sold in court. So the lawsuit also accuses the state and defendants of not following proper procedures and legal processes, accuses Morrissey of poor management and the bank of not properly vetting payments she was making. Wells Fargo permitted Sabrina Morrissey to liquidate assets and transfer funds in violation of internal bank policies and fiduciary obligations. They said, despite the unfettered access, Sabrina Morrissey has failed to make timely payments on Ms. Hunter's outstanding obligations. Is he referring to his alimony payments? However, there were some tax issues. I mean, like not last year, maybe the year before. And that falls on Sabrina Morrissey to pay Wendy's taxes that's owed. But they're saying, despite the unfettered access, Sabrina Morrissey has failed to make timely payments on Ms. Hunter's outstanding obligations, and many of Ms. Hunter's financial obligations have gone unattended. That might be Kelvin when it comes to his alimony payments, even though technically, based on the settlement, he doesn't need to be paid. But it benefits him. She's out of the guardianship. That means she can start working again and making money. Or at least maybe she's made an agreement with him. You get me out of this guardianship and I will resume those payments. She wants to get out of the guardianship. Williams currently remains at Coterie, a luxury senior living facility in New York City, which also provides memory care. But the lawsuit claims that she is involuntarily confined despite evidence of capacity. The lawsuit lists 22 counts it alleges against the various plaintiffs, including violation of free speech and access to courts, unlawful isolation, violation of Americans with Disabilities Act, breach of fiduciary duty, negligence, professional malpractice, and defamation. Here's here's the thing. I do believe that Wendy needs support. But what we can all agree on, this conservatorship, this guardianship has been overreaching, has been way too much. That she can't see friends and family. Literally, Lauren from The Breakfast Club went to go visit Wendy when this all was starting to bubble over. And she said the way that they made her feel, and this is a third party, like she doesn't have a relationship with Wendy or the guardianship. She gets there and she says, Wendy Williams is not here. Whoever was there, Wendy Williams is not here. And then these guys came down and they were very threatening to Lauren. The lawsuit asked for a jury trial and is seeking such a large sum as compensation, claiming Williams has lost approximately $20 million per year in earnings. I mean, it's true when you think about it. I don't know if they'll get the $250 million, but of course, people sue for a certain amount so they can get a certain amount. That might be way below that. But they're saying $20 million per year in her earnings. Let's be honest. If Wendy Williams was in her full capacity, would still be on daytime today, and we would not have to be subjected to, I heard from a little birdie, okay? Or people being straight up in your face all the damn time. They said her $80 million estate, her $4 million condominium, which was sold without her permission, personal goods in the excess of $10 million, and severe reputational harm. And there are rumors that Wendy Williams' accounts have been drained. They're saying that there's nothing left. This woman, at least based on what people have said, there was $50 million in Wells Fargo. So what happened to that money? Sometimes these lawsuits are so that discovery can happen, so that people can be questioned, so that financial records can be exposed. We're going to follow this. I know it's Kelvin. However, I need to know more. I need to know more. But before we go, I do want to play a clip because Miss Jones did an interview. And I like Miss Jones. Miss Jones is the only person that I've seen over the years that could have been the next Wendy Williams. She was her own voice. She did her own thing. She was a singer. But she was the only one that was on radio that I used to listen to that I felt like, yeah, she could have been the next Wendy Williams, despite everybody else that is trying to be Wendy Williams. Y'all, even some of y'all, not our community, will say that I'm trying to be Wendy Williams. Do I have some Wendy Williams-isms? Of course, but I'm not trying to be Wendy, okay? There could only be one. But Miss Jones is one person that I feel like if there was going to be someone, it would be her.
Getting back to New York, somebody trying to have you killed?
Oh, Kevin, Wendy Williams' husband.
Allegedly. Okay.
Pause. We're playing this under fair use, YouTube gods.
According to the court documents, I'll say.
Okay, yes.
Break it down. Allegedly.
And if you've been following the story for years, then this is not new to you that Jonesy has accused Kelvin of possibly doing something like this.
Break it down, allegedly.
Well, Kevin never liked me and Wendy's friendship. And I think it's because when Wendy introduced me to Kevin when she very first met him, he and I were sitting in the car together because she had gone in the store to get some gum. And we had a conversation and I told him to take care of my friend. And he goes, no, when she makes it, I'm going to make it. I'm going to take care of her. I didn't like.
And remember when Wendy met Kelvin, he didn't have a pot to piss in. He was like a promoter and things like that. He was not who he is today. Well, who he is today is not much either.
No.
He was with Wendy.
That. I didn't like that. What you mean when she becomes a star, you're going to be right there? I didn't like that. And maybe it was harmless.
Right.
But no, it's not, because look how it ended up.
It's not harmless.
So yes. I knew, and he knew. You know when your boyfriend, when a bad boyfriend knows that girl, friend, that sees him for what he is, he tried to.
And covering the Diddy case has opened my mind as a comparison to so many other stories. And literally what he wanted to do with Wendy. And mind you, Wendy's personality, she just wants her family. She doesn't want a bunch of people around her. And what did he do here? Try and alienate her from her friends, the people that would look out for her.
Keep her away.
Yep.
And Wendy was so happy to have a Bulge. Because remember back in the day when she used to be in the studio, she used to act like she had a security guard named Bulge. And she'd be like, Bulge, close the door. Let me tell you about Total. Bulge, close the door. There was never a Bulge.
It was Kevin.
Well, later on, she married Kevin and then he became her Bulge, right?
Okay.
And I've said that before. If you've been following our coverage of this, I always felt like Wendy's relationship with Kelvin, partially, not only did she love him, but I also think the way that Wendy talked and literally what Sloan Bell of the Psychic said, over the weekend in regards to Wendy. A lot of people like to call her a gossip, but no, Sloan said, no, Wendy Williams was ahead of her time. Wendy Williams is a truth teller. But because she was telling the truth and spilling the tea, that now, how many years later, when we're looking at the Diddy of it all, she needed security. Total was showing up to the radio station ready to beat her up.
Action. So when he told her not to talk to me, she used to sneak to talk to me. And so, yeah. And so...
And ladies, gentlemen, if you have to sneak to talk to someone that you really want to be friends with, but your partner won't let that happen, that's not a partner for you.
It would come out later on that when she made her return to New York on 9/11, mm-hmm. 2 weeks after the whole Aaliyah thing happened, mm-hmm. Kevin didn't want her having any parts of me. And I guess it got to the point, because I wasn't backing down at that point. Mm-hmm. She would start saying slick stuff about me on air, and I would start saying stuff back. For many years, I did nothing. But I was tired of being a punk ass. Uh-huh. And so I started saying stuff back, and he wanted to silence me. And so in the court documents, when their intern, Nicole, I think was her name.
Nicole, yep.
Sued them. She came out and testified that he attempted to have a plot placed on Miss Jones. Now, 3 years ago, when me and Wendy Williams reunited, I think this was 2022, mm-hmm. we started hanging out. I'm spending the night at her house. She's driving all the way out to Manalapan to my house. Yeah. We still have the Ring camera as evidence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She told me, she goes, oh, as far as Kev trying to have you murdered, he was just playing. He didn't mean it. But that doesn't mean he didn't say it. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that someone who is trying to be in his graces, we see people now shooting and people mm-hmm. because they think they're doing something yeah. in the spirit of, I got her, I got her. So how you playing? How you shooting?
How do you feel right now about the
thing? Don't catch that.
It was so regular.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Because I almost missed it.
Honor,
you say it so regularly.
Wendy, how you killing me?
Oh, my God.
So she gets back to New York.
Wait, I was going to.
So much, right? It's a lot going on. That was my life. That was our life.
Damn. I was going to ask you, we went out to dinner with Wendy, and she said that she feels like what she's going through right now is because of all of the things that she said and things that have mm-hmm. happened because karma. Of her karma, right?
She said that?
Yeah, she told me and Charlamagne that.
Oh, that's the first step. That's the I feel like God was waiting.
I have to pause there. What do you mean that's the first step? Okay, these newbies that are just getting familiar with you, Miss Jones, may not know your years of being on the radio. Your years of being on the radio, you were, like I said, you could have been the next, Miss Jones was her own Wendy Williams at the time. Did she elevate to where Wendy Williams elevated to? No. But Miss Jones was bad on the radio. Bad, but good.
For that. Mm-hmm. I feel like when she had the issues with her feet, spiritually, that was God teaching her about kicking people when they're down.
Yeah. Mm.
I said,
but then my thing is, Jonesy, didn't you kick people when they were down? But I get it. And look, the fact that Wendy said that herself, that's self-reflection. And could Wendy have, because we talk about people all the time. And I remember Layla Lynn was like, when people try to compare me on what I do here to Wendy Williams, Layla was like, no, I don't feel like you're as mean as Wendy. And I was like, you're right. I'm not.
All the body parts. To get affected, publicly be affected, because she couldn't hide from that.
Yeah,
that is you and God. Y'all got to work that out. You got to acknowledge that. Despite the fact that Kevin is the one that gave her the foot surgery.
Listen
y'all know
to
about
this.
That, right? So,
he has a foot surgeon?
When they first,
this is what I like about Jonesy. She's a good storyteller. If you look at people like Wendy Williams that were great storytellers, Jonesy has it. She still has it.
Got together. He was giving her foot surgery for her birthday. Okay. And she went on air, because I have the CD, I have all her things. And so she said, I don't know if I should be offended or grateful that my husband's getting me foot surgery for my birthday. But I'm researching the doctors, and I got an appointment this afternoon, and blah, 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 blah. So she went and had the foot surgery to have her bunions removed, right? Mm-hmm. This is
the crazy part when she told this story, this is how far back I go when it comes to Wendy Williams. I'm a Wendy Williams connoisseur. I remember her talking about this on the radio.
Many, many years ago. When this happened, when we got back together in 2022, she came in the room, woke me up, and she said, Jones, I want you to look at something. She pulled the robe up. She'd wear these elongated Versace robes. She'd buy two robes of the same pattern so that her tailor could cut the bottom and have it long to cover her legs. Mm. Okay. So she made me touch it. And she said, this is lymphedema. When I had the surgery, the doctor manipulated the nerve in my feet, my lymph nodes, the wrong way. Mm. And I said, well, that was years ago. She said, yeah, but it takes so many years for it to get like this.
Mm.
And so in my mind, I'm saying that month, mm-hmm. he had you have that surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So just Kelvin. Another way, he's tearing you down. Whether he knew it or not, I don't think he knew it. I think he really just wanted her to get rid of the bunions. But love my feet as they is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hurry. Love me as I am.
Love all of that.
Hmm.
Don't go changing.
Right. Because I got my...
Love me as I am. Guys, it's been a while since we talked about Wendy Williams, but this was worth us talking about. A $250 million lawsuit filed by apparently Wendy Williams and her ex-husband, Kelvin Hunter. AKA, for those that still don't know this, Kevin Hunter. We call him Kelvin because it's his legal name. Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, you can hear Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. More information can be found on KempireRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.